As always, you can support the show at patreon.com/nightattack, or hey, if you're looking to get a new computer, doghousesystems.com/v/rogue. Use promo code rogue at checkout. You'll get a free solid state drive. Now let's start the show.
Yes, live from just outside of Austin, Texas, right here at the newly minted Diamond Club Studios, deep in the heart of the 7-acre Schwood, located smack dab on Austin city limits. I'm Ryan Rushwood, joining you live in studio along with the Invisible Wife as we chat with my BFF and OAK. It's J-R-Y, Justin Robert Young. What's up, Justin Robert Young? Name one thing that you have been doing that isn't about national news, that isn't about politics, that isn't about the currently happening State of the Union address, that isn't about the fact that Iowa just shat the bed and couldn't bother to report its results. I mean, in other words, what I mean to say is thank you, Justin. In the middle of quite possibly the single most politics, politics, politics moment in my entire lifetime, save maybe the 2000 presidential election, you managed to make it home and join us here so that we can make poop jokes.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't miss it for the world. Obviously, I smell like a bunch of hot dogs left out in the sun. I'm very tired, but I'm here. I'm here.
Fun fact in the chat, somebody said, "Oh, also impeachment," and I unironically thought, "Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's happening too." Like, yeah. How insane is this moment?
I mean, it's yeah. There came a point last night where we were getting chased out of this bar because we had closed it down, that I still realize that I'm surrounded by a Bernie volunteer and a Biden volunteer, and we're all talking about stuff that I'm like, oh, I'm still doing journalism. Like, this is just such a total disaster that me closing down a bar with these very angry, if not bewildered people is actually sampling the mood of our American democracy. But yeah, it was just one of the craziest nights I can remember. The fact that the Iowa caucus, which has been built up media wise for a year, really, this is the longest like pre-campaign that we've ever had. It all builds to this moment, our folksy little kickoff to the primary season, and just an absolute unmitigated a disaster, fundamental meltdown by the party, leaving nobody particularly happy. Like, the only people that were at a certain point, I yelled over to the Biden guy, I'm like, "You guys got a gift," and he just looked me in the eye and said, "We'll take it."
I mean, I guess the one thing anybody wants campaigning in Iowa is a victory, right? It's a soft victory because historically, you know, Iowa, oftentimes the people who win Iowa are the fringy or they're appeasing the outliers of the base. But at least at the end of the day, they walk away with a W. Nobody does. Nobody does here.
Well, yeah. So, on the Democratic side, Iowa's actually fairly predictive. Usually the person who wins Iowa winds up winning the nomination. That's not the same on the Republican side, where you know, they have a lot more evangelicals in Iowa, and so an evangelical candidate tends to win. But yeah, as of last night, there was only one set of results that came in, and that was, you know, the albeit perfunctory Republican caucus, with Trump won 97%, and it's only today that we've only gotten part of it. We're literally like 24 hours away from when we normally have everything wrapped up, and we still don't have all of the results from the Iowa caucus, which have now been done for 24 hours. This is an unmitigated disaster.
So what is the deepest sense that you got from being boots on the ground there reporting live on the scene that you don't think anybody really grasps from just, you know, watching it on CNN or what have you?
I mean, the biggest thing is that in Iowa, the Pete thing is real. The Pete thing is like for real, for real. It's not real on the internet. If you're just on Twitter and you're paying attention to politics Twitter, then like Pete's kind of corny. He's, you know, Mayo Pete, Mayor Cheat now, right? That was like the hashtag that was trending. In Iowa, people loved him. He was a transcendent candidate to them on the ground. That was pretty much the biggest difference between my expectations and landing there, and also the fact that Biden was obviously fading and Warren was kind of fading. That this felt more like a one-on-one matchup between Bernie and Mayor Pete, and that's ultimately what happened in the as well. At least we're assuming that's what happened, unless there's crazy numbers that have yet to be revealed. But now at 62% of the results in, that seems to be indicative of what really happened.
So Bonnie, yes. You had a week. You had a birthday.
I had a birthday. I had a great birthday.
Happy birthday, Bonnie!
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
It was great.
I gave you a gift. This is really not mine. It's from Aaron.
Yeah.
Aaron hit us up on Twitter saying that he had this thing, and I said I have to have it. But I hold in my hand a Harlequin romance paperback of a book titled Invisible Wife.
Yes, it's hilarious.
I feel like I need to do a book test with this or something.
Oh, I don't even know. It's just so iconic, and like the cover, and it's got that weird peak that is reserved for the color of the plastic and dildos, and it's just Harlequin. And I didn't realize this, but apparently Harlequin had a book club. So like you could just like, instead of being in the CD club where you get the newest, latest hits in your genre, you could just get the new sexy tales.
I mean, it says here, no one touches the heart of a woman like Harlequin.
Mm-hmm. Among other things. So.
Oh, shit. So what is the plot of The Invisible Wife?
No idea. It says here, Tanya obeyed her father's last request. She contacted the Venetian glassmakers, the Massimos, and Benno Massimo whisked her away from an empty life in England, bringing her to the family villa as his fiancée. But Benno was a cheat, and Tanya began to suspect his autocratic brother, the handsome Vicente. She risked her future and her heart to find out if Vicente was the man of her dreams or a ruthless fraud. You just want to go to the last page? Find out?
I don't know. It is too,
I mean, so I've never read a Harlequin novel. Like, is it, like, explicit, or is it, like...
I keep looking for, like, purple-headed warrior or you know, penetrated her clamshell defense or who likes oysters. I don't see any of that shit.
I don't know. I don't know. I never, like...
Maybe a passage about two dogs fucking.
What?
I don't know.
That would be great if it was just, like, a straight-ahead book, but there was just graphic descriptions of street dogs that are not involved in the story fucking.
Do you want to hear just the last page?
Yes, I do.
Oh, okay. Dear. She wrinkled her nose at him in mock dismay. And to think I'd been looking forward to some full-bodied ravishment from time to time, she teased boldly. He took his cue. And have you not enjoyed ravishment at my hands already, signora? He admonished. She lowered her eyes modestly. Yes, indeed. The signora has been most attentive, but shameless wench. Are you tempting me? If so, then by heaven I'll... With a lascivious leer, Vicente made a theatrical lunge at her, but checked and laughed ruefully at the intrusion of a strident siren note from the lagoon. Mateo returned for us. Of all the inept timing. End of dramatic scene, I'm afraid, signora. Drawing her to her feet, he held her close to whisper, seriously, ravishment and my body's worship of yours postponed, carissima. But there are going to be many times for us very soon. He fetched her a coat, nestled it into her hood as if she was an infinitely precious parcel. And hand in hand, they went out down the jetty to meet the promise to them and their city of a fallen wind, calming waters and a moon riding high. Vicente told Mateo, I'll take the wheel and my wife will sit beside me. My wife. To Tania's ears, the ordinary phrase made the sweetest sound in the world as, under the hands she loved, the launch swept out from ashore in a wide arc, leaving a curve of silver wake behind.
Audible hopes you've enjoyed this program.
And poor Justin's over there nodding off. He's just like, oh, sweet bedtime story.
Like, get to the part where Bernie's mad.
I don't know why. I mean, where's the banging?
I don't know.
I couldn't find
I think
banging.
He said, I think one of those lines was, wasn't it good when I gave you all the fucks? And then
I think it was like,
but yeah, so it's like, we already did bang, but now the brothers come. I don't know, man. Look, these invisible wives, they're always getting up to something. And I'm glad that we now have yet more tales of other invisible wives aside from the ones that we have, the one that we have here on this show.
I'm not the only one. There's I like don't feel
trap.
Alone.
She gets trapped at some point. Bangs
is it a sex trap?
Yes.
Is it a sex trap?
No, unfortunately. Oh. Love me, care about me. And his response had spoken. Where's the boners? Give me the boners.
But it's all that like real flowery language. So it's going to be like, his protuberance blossomed into the full trunk of a dick.
Yeah.
Not cut out for the writing.
I would pay money for the Bryce erotic fiction novel, which would just perpetually for the visual of him just like hands up, like, I don't know. There's a dick.
It's good. They're doing good sex, and you're like reading it, and you're reading it now.
I just want to see that. Somebody can put it together before the end of the show. Just, they did a good sex. A flowery kind of like cursive writing on the cover of Harlequin novel, but there we go. By Bryce Neshcom Castillo, they did a good sex.
Oh, I think I found it.
All right, give it to us in your most salacious voice. She pauses.
Wait.
Thinks
wait,
about
wait,
whether
wait.
Or not she wants to share this
well,
with her
I'm
Facebook group.
I'm trying to
group.
See if it's actually
a sex.
A sex. It
Say it like it's a sex. Say it like they're doing a good sex.
On the sweet downward surge of aftermath, her senses were clamoring that this body's claim upon her she would always accept. But it was with shock that she plummeted to the earth of realizing whose body it was and how little it must have meant to him to enslave her so.
Wait, was she fucking the wrong person?
I don't know. All right. Let me see.
Bonnie's gonna check her head. In the meantime,
she was like the Britney Spears song, "A Slave for You."
Now, and all this time of human trafficking and stuff, this is not.
Yeah, no, it wasn't the activist song.
Okay. Well, usually, right in the middle of the book, there's the. Oh, we accidentally fucked. Oh, my God. And then he gets...
somebody's like carrying... He's carrying a bunch of dishes and he trips and falls and then accidentally like, enters somebody.
Yeah. Okay. And they're just like, oh, my God, how'd that happen? Well, we can't let that happen again. And then it's like halfway through where the book just happens to fall open.
Yeah.
Is the we're falling in love kind of sex.
Yeah.
And then they usually have like a quickie.
You gotta have a filler because it's a filler. So you just gotta fill it up. It's
after
a week. It's a month.
Fallen in love,
right?
Then now this is the sign that this is a healthy, exciting
relationship.
Right. Do they ever go back and sex the first person again and find it empty or is that too close to real life for the people who are reading the books?
I mean, assuming you've ever read any of these books and because it was really weird that you suddenly knew the exact structure of it. But anyway.
So anyways, and then there's the healthy disagreement that'll happen. And you think, are they going to break up? No, they're going to fuck again. And it's going to be such a good fuck that they get married. And they always get married. I don't know why, but they do. But anyways, so
have you ever read one of these books that just ended with a comfortable three-way?
It's just very comfortable. Like, everybody's in sweatpants and, you know, it's
like somebody finishes playing Gears of War and then... And then meanwhile looks down and the housewife is blowing him and he fist bumps like his dude bro friend and then he's like, I'll be at the microbrew, and then off he goes. And then that's just the relationship.
A very comfortable three-way was actually the sequel to They Did a Good Sex.
Oh my God. Okay. So now we almost have a trilogy, which is an amazing, you know, that's easy to sell. So if anybody wants to.
The third one is obviously their life as a throuple, because that's obviously, you have, that's when you're really comfortable with the three-way, you become a throuple.
I mean, and the third book is a trilogy. Spots is what? No, no, never mind. No. It's fine. It's fine. No, no.
Oh my gosh! Oh, this is interesting. Well,
comfortable
there you have
three
it.
Ways. Good sequel.
No, that's hilarious.
They did a good sex.
Yeah.
Hey, Justin.
Yo.
How can people support this very fine show?
And they can go to this website. All right, patreon.com/nightattack. If you go to patreon.com/nightattack, you can give us money. If you give us money, you get a custom RSS feed. With that custom RSS feed, you're going to get the pre-show and the post-show earlier than anybody else. You are going to make sure that you have direct access to this program and all the shenanigans that are encountered around it. So head on over there right now, patreon.com/nightattack. But Brian, there's a little thing we like to do, huh?
Goddamn right, man. We like to make somebody's day feel a little bit upside down when out of nowhere they're just sitting here listening there, and then all of a sudden they remember, oh yeah, I did donate to that show so long ago, and I do continue to support it on an ongoing basis. How weird that in the middle of my workout they're shouting out my name, which is why we do a little thing we like to call...
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Night Attack. New Patreon name chant corner hour.
So much. For the buck, fuck all.
Now, normally, this is reserved for people who are new pledgers or people who up their pledge, but in this case, I'm going to make a special exemption for anybody who sends me an erotic fiction book that happens to be about my wife. So thank you very much, Aaron Trophus.
Aaron Trophus!
Aaron Trophus, leave that used bookstore and immediately write me a tweet saying hi, because we love you, Aaron Trophus!
Aaron Trophus! Aaron Trophus!
You heartwin.
Aaron Trophus.
And of course, we like to stay true to our live roots here on twitch.tv/Night Attack. That's why we stream on Tuesdays. So come on over. And if you are watching live and you want to throw us a few bits, maybe subscribe to the channel, then this is the time where we like to read a little story, which certainly is not totally comprised of names that are currently donating. So, for example, Aaron Byrne, Brian.
Yeah.
Aaron Byrne and I are going down, and we're meeting Kalski, my old pal at the 7-Eleven.
Oh, man. I'm so glad to hear that, because I made this resolution about ever saying proper names, and I want to stick to it. Tell me more about it.
Well, you know, Captain Jack 913 once wrote in his famous book entitled The Real Andrew Mays that if you want to get something done, you got to do it yourself. And that's always stuck with me, Brian.
He sure did, man. I remember reading all about that. What else happened?
Ed Polymers was there. And next thing you know, I had to fight Groth because that dude was talking wild noise. And I was like, get out of here, Groth. I'm going to fight you. And then I spider bit him. That's when you bite somebody, but you do it real tiny so they can't tell that it's a human mouth.
Man, that's crazy. I just kept a promise and you missed W. Scottus 1. It's fine. Hey, man, do we have a game?
Hey, everybody. We do have a game. We have a game here from... our good friend Sign sent in a game. He really loved the AliExpress game that we do from time to time, where you guys see a product and you see the really long, weird name and you have to guess how much it costs. We all know and we love it.
Yeah.
But he had a fun twist on it that I like to try out. This is a game that I'm calling...
Is it infected with coronavirus?
I think that all dies when it's out on sea for eight weeks. I think that's... this is a game called Name That Wooden Percussion Block Wood Block with Mallet Exquisite Kid Children Musical Toy Percussion Instrument Good Birthday Gift. So we are going to play a Name That Tune style game. Where you guys are going to, you're going to bet down how many words you need in these long, crazy AliExpress lots to describe what the item is. So there's a little bit of science here, but you're going to guess how many words you need to describe what the word is. If you're right, you'll get a point. If you're wrong, the other person will get all of the words in the lot to describe it.
Ooh.
If you're close, science has a little barrier for close. Then your opponent will only get three extra words and has to get closer than you did. So there's some wiggle room here.
Okay. All right. Ready.
And of course you get a point. Closeness is measured by science, no cash value. All right, let's start with the first one. This will be an example. Bonnie, you're going to play with this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Our first lot has 25 words. This will kind of be an example one. So this is kind of an easy one. But it has 25 words. We're going to start with Brian. How many of 25 words do you need to...
I only need 22 of the 25 words to figure out what this is.
All right, Brian says 22. Let's go, Justin. What do you think? How many words do you need? Can you go... Would you need less than 22?
Yeah, I can do it in 10 words.
Justin can do 10. Bonnie, can you do less than 10?
I can do it in 9.
Ooh, Brian can beat 9.
No way, man.
Okay, Justin, will you beat 9?
Nope.
Nope, all right. Mm. Bonnie, we're going to start with you here.
All right.
Your 9 words are Vladimir, Putin, writing, silicone, phone, case, 4, Huawei, honor.
Wally?
Wally? For the honor of Huawei.
This better be one thing. A fuckable iPhone case. That's
oh it. My it better gosh.
Be Putin with a big old booty you can stick your dick in.
Jesus.
Wally? What is a Wally?
Huawei is a Chinese cell phone manufacturer.
Oh, okay. And what was the last one?
So Huawei is what the case says when you insert your dick into it.
Your 9 words are Vladimir, Putin, writing, silicone, phone, case, 4, Huawei, honor.
For Huawei honor.
Okay.
That's what it screams. It goes, for and Huawei so upon, honor.
And so upon insertion, it softly called out,
I think this is obviously a case that is meant to protect your saddle for your horse, because everybody loves him on a horse for some reason.
So it's what, a silicone rubber sheath you would put over a horse saddle?
Wait.
So, that's what you just described. Is that?
Yeah. Sorry. Are we misunderstanding?
Wait, what was the first... Never mind, it did better. Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah. Brian's like, remember we're doing a comedy show. We're not trying to win. And I'm like, okay, that's exactly it.
All right, your answer of a saddle condom is...
Please be right.
Oh!
He was like 100% correct.
Yes!
Oh, goodness. We'll work backwards here. Justin... since you had the next lowest bid, we will give you all the words here. Vladimir Putin writing silicone phone case 4 Huawei honor 6A 7A 7C 7X 8C 8X 8 9 10 light note 10 view 20 9X and pro.
I was on the fence about buying it until I heard the word pro, not gonna lie.
Yeah. So I'm going to assume that this is just a cell phone case with Vladimir Putin on it.
Your answer of a phone case with Vladimir Putin on it is...
Correctamundo.
Correctamundo.
You know, I cannot hear the difference between an N and an M.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought he said... foam.
Foam.
Oh,
case.
Foam.
Yeah, like I had to go to speech therapy, and finally they just like, we're not paying for that anymore. So like, yeah, like.
Sorry, I'm very. I my deepest apologies, Bommie.
Oh,
Bommie. Yeah.
Bommie. Oh, Bommie. Yeah.
The worst part is she didn't hear the joke.
I didn't even get it. I literally.
This is an amazing phone case.
No, that's...
It's a shirtless Putin riding a bear, but also there's like the rest of the bear tribe is just frolicking in the back behind him as he leads them as their clear sovereign.
Yeah. And we're going to have links to all of these in the show notes. So if you're listening to the podcast, check the show notes. Or if you're on YouTube, check the description. We'll have a link to the whole doc here.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah, if you have a Huawei phone, you communist.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, those were all Huawei Honor phone brand numbers. Those were not like iPhones. Those are like all of Huawei just makes all of those.
So. They make the Honor.
They make Honor. They give us great Honor.
It's Honor, yes.
All right, so that's a point for Justin. Congratulations, Justin. We're going to start a little more in earnest here. Justin, as the winner, will give you first crack. This next list has 16 words. How many words do you need?
16 words.
And I'm going to say, just so everyone knows, we're going to start with the more esoteric items. So you may want more words, and then we'll get to the easier stuff, and you can go a little more ruthless. So.
All right.
16.
16 words. I can do it in 14.
14. Bonnie, can you beat 14?
I can do it in 13 and a half.
I'm going to write down 13.
I'll go to 10. I got 10.
Brian says 10. Justin, can you be 10?
I can do 9.
Okay. That's what I thought.
And Bonnie, can you beat 9?
No.
Bonnie's out. Brian, can you beat 9?
Nope.
All right. Justin, your 9 words are... Pet, dogs, funny, dog, silk, stockings, photo, taking, props. That's nine. One more time. Pet, dogs, funny, dog, silk, stockings, photo, taking, props.
Ooh. So I think that they are socks with silly dogs on them. I'm thinking that silk stockings... That's the operative phrase there, and we're looking at some silly-ass dogs on some socks.
Okay, you're going to say socks with dogs on them.
Silly-ass dogs, yes.
Silly-ass dogs. Excuse me, let me write that down.
Silly-ass dogs.
Your answer is... incorrect. Science has deemed this incorrect. Brian, as the next closest bid, we are going to give you 3 more words. No, we'll give you the whole thing.
Okay.
Here we go.
I don't know that it'll help.
Pet, dogs, funny dog, silk stockings, photo, taking, props, dog, black stockings, imitating, cosplay, costume, supplies. Pet, dogs, funny dog, silk stockings, photo, taking, props, dog, black stockings, imitating, cosplay, costume, supplies.
These are stockings that make it look like you have dog's legs. In case you want to have... a cosplay thing where you want to be the golden receiver.
Ryan, I think that the golden receiver, that's the trilogy in They Did a Good Sex and a Very Comfortable Threesome. That's the final book in the trilogy is the golden receiver.
I'm gonna go with the golden receiver.
All right. Brian, your answer is close. We're gonna give Bonnie a crack at it if she can get closer than you.
So close. Just 2 more pages and I'll be there. Bonnie, I'm sorry, what?
Pet dogs, funny dogs, silk stockings, photo taking props, dog black stockings, imitating cosplay, costume supplies. Brian said stockings that make your legs look like dog legs. If you can get a little closer than that, you can take it. But we're going to need an answer very quick.
Yes, they are actually reversed. They're socks for your dogs, for them to cosplay.
That make them look like lady legs?
Yeah, that's what I think. They're funny props.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, we have got a winner here. Bum, bum, bum. Point goes to Bonnie Brushwood.
Jesus fucking Christ.
These are stockings.
Oh, I don't like this. I don't like this. This is a violation of terms of service. What the fuck am I looking at?
These are stockings for your dog in the meme sense of people put stockings on a dog one time and it made it look like she got a big thick
actual
butt.
Actual golden receiver. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Oh my God.
My anaconda doesn't even.
No, yeah. My anaconda would prefer to be left out of this and
how
did
they not
browser history.
How did they not add the word doggy style anywhere to this description?
I don't know, but that is a downward dog.
That is
dog
a downward dog
in yoga pants. Yeah.
Oh. Holy shit.
It's just fishnet stockings for a dog that make the dog look sexy.
That's right.
They're sexy dog leggings.
That seems to be the case, yes.
Oh, God damn.
I will point out that this item is no longer available, and it should never be available. And
you know what's funny?
We will make sure it's never available again.
What's funny? This item was available 6 hours ago.
Somebody just put in the chat, and now I have a downward boner.
I don't even know whether or not.
Oh, my God.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Bonnie, congratulations on getting that point. Bonnie, we're going to start bidding with you. This next lot has 16 words. How many words do you need, Bonnie?
13.
She says 13. Brian, can you be 13?
Let her have it. I guess, what is this game? Who's got the dirtiest mind?
All right, Brian's out. Justin, can you be 13?
I can do 12.
Ooh, Justin can do 12. Bonnie, can you beat 12?
Nope.
All right, Justin, you're taking the bidding here. You're 12 words. Ooh, 12 words. Sexy, red, lip, big, eye, headwear, nightclub, go-go, future, space, Halloween cosplay. Sexy, red, lip, big, eye, headwear, nightclub, go-go, future, space, Halloween cosplay.
It's a dog butt plug.
Oh my God.
That lights up?
They have those.
Oh my God.
You don't have to go to China for that. In fact, you probably don't want to. Sexy, yeah. Red, lit, big, eye, headwear, nightclub, go-go, future, space, Halloween cosplay.
All right. So I'm assuming that it's some kind of audacious headwear with big fake eyes on it because when you are going out to the club, you got to keep both eyes open and you want to demonstrate that to all the ne'er-do-wells that nothing's getting by you. You got big old eyes.
Not to pull you aside here, but it sounds like what you're describing is like a bandana that makes it look like you're still awake after you've fallen asleep and can't give consent. Is that what this is?
Well, no, it's to prevent that. Anybody, you know, they think they're going to pull one over on you, and then they're like, this is the moment of, oh.
Oh, this person is too alert for my sex raping.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, I was not going there, but for whatever reason, Brian already would know. I guess once we pass fuckable dogs, then, like, literally, there's nowhere else.
Apparently, we're well past. What's? Never mind. I lost.
We're good.
Whatever.
We're good. So your answer is a fake. What type of product is this?
A big audacious hat with fake eyes, with big old fake eyes on it.
A hat with fake eyes. All right. Your answer is close. We're gonna give you a chance. We're gonna give the other two a chance to see if they can get any closer. They'll take it. And we're going to give them three extra words. That's almost all of the words here. Let's see. Bonnie with the second closest bid. We'll start with you. Sexy, red, lip, big, eye, headwear, nightclub, go-go, future, space, Halloween cosplay, party technology costumes.
So I think this is a hat that also has an LED display to say, I got my eye on you.
So and a novelty t-shirt, but it's an LED sign.
Okay. Yeah, and then you can program it to say whatever you want. But I think there's words
also,
involved.
It gets you into the band Daft Punk. to run that across the ice. Mm-hmm.
All right. Brian, what do you think? Sexy red lit big eye headwear nightclub go-go future space Halloween cosplay party technology costumes.
It's a robot mask with glowing eyes and a come hither look.
Oh, like a sexy robot?
Yeah.
Oh, it does have lips, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot the lips part.
Okay, so a sexy Daft Punk helmet.
Yeah.
Okay. We've got a winner here. Our winner is Justin Robert Young. We're going to give it to him.
Yeah!
This is the sexy red lit big eye headwear go-go, etc. It is a head. It is a helmet.
It's a helmet that is a pair of lips that open up on an eyeball.
They're framing the eyeball.
Okay, so fun story.
And I believe that's Kate. Is that? I think that's Katy Perry.
Looks Katy Perry-esque if it ain't Katy Perry.
Her Witness tour. We witness it now.
So I can't think of a better segue to this. I ran into your friend of mine, CJ Johnson,
big
earlier
Perry
today.
Fan.
And he was talking, we were talking kind of out of nowhere about how much we dig and appreciate the out-of-the-box thinking of the magician Bizarro. And how at the TAOM, the Texas Association of Magicians Convention, he competed with a stage show where 10 minutes of everything he produced was an eyeball, right? And it's all clearly, you know, homegrown, you know, as you would expect from a 20-something dude competing in a contest. You know, here's an eyeball, my fingers have eyeballs on them, everything's an eyeball. And then the very last thing he produces is a woman who has essentially one of these masks on. It's an eyeball for a head. And in that moment, at the apex of his routine, our friend Lanny leans over to CJ and says, "How sweet. He made a whole routine about her physical deformity."
Good shit, Lenny.
It was very creative. It was very good. And Bizarro is one of the most talented creators in all of magic. But something about that tickled me.
That's a fact.
All right. Congrats, Justin. That's your second point. Let's do another lot here. You're going to start bidding on our AliExpress Name That Product tune. This lot has 15 words. You're going to bid down from 15. Justin, you're going to start us.
Yeah, I'll start with 15.
15, Bonnie.
I say 13.
13, okay.
7. I only need 7.
Okay.
I got this.
Brian says 7.
It's a big old eyeball in a pyramid.
Nope. Take it. Take it to the house.
Bonnie, can you beat 7?
No.
All right. Brian, hear your 7 words. Electric, acoustic, guitar, finger, expansion, sleeves, musical. Electric, acoustic, guitar, finger, expansion, sleeves, musical. That's your 7.
Yeah, these are gloves that look like guitars, and as you air guitar, they play guitar.
So they're gloves that look like guitars?
Yeah. And also
but
function
then play guitar
as fake
also
guitars.
Function as a guitar.
Yeah.
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 Guitar, okay.
You're like, let me play these hands.
Oh, so you're just doing an air guitar
it's,
and you
right,
is
but they have
out.
But they have electronics. Yeah.
It's a Nintendo
there.
Power Glove.
Gotcha, yeah.
Okay. All right. Science has determined that your answer is close.
Whoa!
Justin, Bonnie, we're going to start with you as the next lowest bid here. You're going to get 3 extra words. Are you ready?
Okay.
Electric, acoustic, guitar, finger, expansion, sleeves, musical, instrument, accessories, finger.
It's a pick finger glove.
Electric, acoustic, guitar, finger, expansion, sleeves, musical, instrument, accessories, finger.
Like imagine if Freddy Krueger played steel guitar, what his gloves would look like.
And then there's the finger. Why did they have to say finger again? They're all like,
I'm gonna bless those kids.
And what could be different? How could you be more right about that? I say that...
Woke up this morning with my green and red sweater. My face all burned. I'm playing steel guitar.
I don't know why you would say those things.
That's what this movie's about.
Oh, now I got it.
One,
okay.
Two, I'm coming for you.
Oh,
please give us an answer so we can stop this bit.
Well, you know, sometimes I feel bad, like we do this little music things, and then Brian's like I'll laugh, or then I'll cut Brian off because you have to cut Brian off sometimes, you know.
But five, then, like, six, I'm on a sinister kick.
Electric acoustic guitar finger expansion sleeves musical instrument accessories finger.
I think there. Electric things to help you play an actual guitar, but they're like make your fingers longer.
they're finger stilts.
Yeah. But maybe they light up to tell you which notes to do. So,
so they do help out.
Oh, the light up the keyboards.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Right.
That's clever.
7/8. My albums always sell great.
Justin, electric acoustic guitar finger expansion sleeves musical instrument accessories finger. You also get a chance.
So I don't know if this is going to be different enough from Bonnie, but all I can imagine, and I'm shocked that Brian didn't get here because it's among his favorite things on the planet, is that it's literally just Bumbler's fingers. Just finger expansion.
I kid you not. Last night, Bryce hit me up with like, hey, I remembered this article, and sent me that article again. Bryce has finally come full circle. He's finally come around and agrees that it's last night the news broke that Clickhole was purchased by Cards Against Humanity, and the first thing all of us thought of was Bumbler's fingers.
He's ruining the lunch and milk of many hardworking Americans.
Oh yeah. My gosh.
For those of you who have not so seen good. It, just Google Bumbler's fingers. whole clip that for whatever reason just hits us right in the uncontrollable laughter. But that's what I think that they're selling. They're selling Bumbler's fingers.
Oh, interesting. I see.
So basically, yeah, it's just people who don't have, they have such tiny hands that they need to be able to extend their fingers just to play the guitars.
What does the word bumbler mean?
Hi, I'm Justin Robert Young. Even now, there are people with such tiny hands that they can't play their guitars. For only $5 a month, you can extend their tiny, small, doll-like hands so they might play beautiful flamenco guitar.
I see. All right. Well, let's take a look at the listing here. Bum bum.
Oh my God!
I believe Justin got this. It's a tie. So it is
legitimately a prosthetic that shapes your hands such that you can play.
It widens
better.
Out your fingers. It's like little gates that your
looks an awful lot like Obama's fingers, though.
It looks like Obama's. Look at his middle finger. So I think science, man, they are kind of like gloves, but I think that
they're more like a almost like brass knuckles, but instead of them being like an implement of weaponry, it's spreading your fingers out. So, but it's not a prosthetic. You're putting your real fingers in there. So I would say it's probably it's not Obumbler's fingers. My opinion.
Why are they holding a phone now? Like, do we need help holding our phone?
Well, if you keep your fingers all tight in, they're gonna get real squishy. The thing I love about this,
They're so small, Bonnie. These hands, man, you can't even get like some people in the world are just trying to hold their phone. It's falling out of their tiny mouse-like hands.
Two things, and I'm betting Bryce that I'm gonna touch on one of these. First of all, they're throwing shade at what appears to be a competing product, which is
which has these very long
more shotgun shells on a 2x4 that spreads out your hand. But then on top of that, they ship from two places, China and the Russian Federation.
Oh yeah.
Right on.
There we go. You get some, you know what? I have some jackets that ship from Russia, apparently. They come looking all right. All right, that's gonna be a point for Brian. Congratulations, Brian, on getting your point on this game of AliExpress stuff. And we're going to have you betting first. Remember, the items get easier, so you guys can get a little more aggressive.
Yeah, I'll get more aggressive.
Yeah. How about this?
I'm going to put on my dog tights and get aggressive.
Okay, here we go. This lot has 18 words. Brian, you're going to start our bidding down.
Three words. I'm getting aggressive.
Three words.
Ever since I put on this glove that splays my hands, I just feel so powerful.
I have to ruin lunches and milk. Justin, will you bet down from three? Can you beat three?
Hell no, I won't. You go. Take that aggressive stance all the way to hell, Brushwood.
Bonnie, will you beat three?
She gives us one.
Oh. No, I don't. No, I can't beat three.
Right, Brian's face.
All right, Brian, your three words. Golf, scribe, accessories. Golf, scribe, accessories.
This is a novelty item, and it is a...
As opposed to those cornerstones of humanity that we've seen thus far, this is a novelty. This is definitely just a frivolous purchase.
This is a golf pencil attachment. It's not the golf pencil itself, but it's President Trump with his pants down, and you put it on top. It's an eraser, and it looks like there's a pencil in his butt.
Okay, a little Trump eraser for your golf pencil.
That's right.
But it looks like he's getting impaled by a comically large relative to his butt.
Right, but also in the bottom it says, customers also bought, it says the Iowa primary. I don't know.
That's smart. Answer of a Trump golf pencil attachment eraser is... incorrect. Oh, not even close.
So close.
Bonnie.
Not even close. So close.
Bonnie, as our runner-up, you're going to get a first crack at this.
Okay.
With crack, all the words.
So to speak. See, told you I was close. It's fine.
Crack.
The words are, golf scribe accessories supplies transparent golf ball green line clip line marker pen template alignment marks tool pudding.
Pudding?
Yeah.
Pudding.
This is a product that lets you...
Sorry, Bryce, did you mean putting? Do I get a half point for picking up on that?
You will see when we're done why I wasn't crazy and very stupid.
Come on, Bryce. When's the last time that you played put-put?
I mean, that's the point, right? You got to put the ball in the hole. You got to put-put.
Put the ball in the hole. All right. Bonnie, I'm sorry.
You know, I've been working on my stroke, but my pudding game is still a real disaster.
Let me use my driver on this one. All right, Bonnie. Golf scribe accessories supplies transparent golf ball green line clip liner marker pen template alignment marks tool putting.
Pudding.
This is a device that allows you to mark your golf balls so that you can find them. Like, you can tell yours apart from your other people's.
Oh, okay. All right, there we go. Justin, golf scribe accessory supplies, transparent golf ball, green line, clip line, marker, pen, template, alignment, marks, tool, putting.
I'm going to say that it is a gigantic, dusty, old, leather-bound tome that comes with a very elaborate quill and a series of recipes for pudding.
Or pudding. All right.
Yeah, like figgy or chocolate or.
All right. All right.
Butterscotch.
Let's take a look at the lot. Bum bum.
What
Bonnie's gonna
I
take this.
I got that one. That was perfect.
That's
oh
right.
My God.
This is a plastic clip that you can use to grab a ball. It has holes in it where you can mark your ball. And of course, you could put it on your ball to protect it. It's a golf ball liner.
It's a chip clip for your balls.
It's a chip clip for
it's
your
a chip clip for your balls.
It's a call ooh. Ball. It's a ball calls.
I just don't think that golf ball is getting enough sleep. I don't know. So small.
Whoa. Wait, was that a pre-show bit?
I don't know, it might have been pre-show. I'm sorry if it was pre-show.
Patreon.com/nightattack. One of the uses that they mention here is for, let's see, with the help of the ball liner, you can easily draw the straight, neat line of the golf ball. You can mark it. Bonnie's going to take the point.
Nice. Yep.
That's right.
There we go. Nice. All right. I think it's time for our final. Let's take a look at the scoreboard here. Bonnie's got 2 points. Justin's got 3 points. Brian's got 1 point. We're going to play for 4 points.
Nailed it.
So anybody's game. Yeah, we got to do this one. All right. Our last lot here on Island Express.
By the way, don't think that that disappointment wasn't noted. I'm ready. I'm factoring in that disappointment.
So we're going to do our final round just a little bit differently here. We're going to go one word at a time. You're going to have to be very quick on your guesses.
Okay.
You're going to get one more word than the person before you. So we're going to go until you get it exactly right. And if no one does, then science will figure something out.
Ready.
So, Brian, with 1 point, we're going to start with you.
Yep.
Your one word is... Lin Lin.
Dildo.
Dildo is incorrect.
Oh. That's a dangerous dildo. if that dildo walked into the room sounding like that, I would put on my dog stockings so fast, I'd be out of there.
You'd be into it. Oh, okay. No. Different strokes. Bonnie in second place, you're gonna get 2 words. Your 2 words are Lin Lin enlarge.
Ooh, it makes your Lin Lin plant get bigger.
Makes your Lin Lin plant get bigger. That answer is.
It makes it wilt.
Justin, you get 3 words here. Lin Lin, enlarge breast.
Lin Lin, enlarge. Are they fake tits?
Are they fake tits? No, they are not fake tits. That's the sound of the
tits flopping down. Tits.
Yeah, just like disappearing into deflating. The ether because of humiliation.
All right, Brian, your 4 words. Lin Lin, enlarge breast intelligent.
Yeah, it is a app-controlled vacuum pump designed to make your titties bigger.
An app-controlled
It's intelligent
pump.
In some way. I don't want to say like it's cell phone necessarily. I'm just saying that it's intelligent the way it enlarges.
AI. It's got AI, Bryce.
It embiggens.
It's neural network.
Yeah.
I see. Your answer of a vacuum breast enlargement with an app is.
You're fired. Get out of here.
Got it. Bonnie, you're going to get, Bonnie, you're going to get. 5 words. Lin Lin, enlarge breast intelligent music.
Music.
It plays music because it enlarges your breasts.
Oh my gosh. I believe this is a very special bra that plays music and changes the size of your appearance, even though it doesn't necessarily make your breasts larger.
What song does it play as it embiggens your breasts?
It plays the
Eye of the Tiger.
Yeah, Eye of the Tiger. The Eye of the Tiger is the tiger is wearing those pull-on stretchy
the
pants.
The tiger's wearing those fishnets.
Fishnets.
So this is a brassiere with what?
It's basically a music device.
A Bluetooth speaker. For your
that
boobs.
Also has like implants in them so they get bigger and smaller.
Like based on the music that you're playing.
Right, so exactly.
Like if you have like some very modest chamber music, then let's take them down a little bit. Yeah. But then all of a sudden, if it's like some yacht rock, it's like, we're pumping it up.
So they're pump up the volume.
I actually know about this. I'm sorry I passed on this because I remember reading this Gizmodo story. The big controversy is the fact that the song that it plays is Caracas, Venezuela, Bogota, Colombia, Quito, Ecuador, Lima, Peru, Montevideo, Uruguay.
What I liked about Bonnie's idea of playing like chamber music for them to be small is that it must be on at all times. It must be on and playing music at all times. It needs to have a low setting, but not off.
Get bigger boobs, and also you learn your capitals.
All right, your answer of a brassiere that inflates to the music is... Not quite there, Justin.
I was so close. It turns out it's 1-877 cars.
Lit, enlarged, breast, intelligent, music, Bluetooth. Justin, your six words. Lin, enlarged, breast, intelligent, music, Bluetooth.
I mean, I don't even know where else we could go. I feel like I'm still on this idea that it's a bra, but I mean, is it maybe just a little speaker that you can clip on to like a sports bra or something like that? That it's designed just to play music. I don't know where the enlargement comes in. Maybe just when you're really vibing, like those titties look massive, but like
when you play music for a plant and it helps it
exactly
grow.
yeah like when you play music for a plant but titties
with titties. All right, your answer is,
and you'll always incorrect. Be a loser.
All right, gonna go back to Brian here. Brian, you're gonna get seven words.
Okay.
Lin, enlarge, breast, intelligent, music, Bluetooth, massage.
Oh,
I mean, can I do the music bra again?
Like,
I know it's not going to win, but I'm with Justin on this. I didn't expect it to come back to me. Okay, one more time.
Lin, enlarge, breast, intelligent, music, Bluetooth, massage.
Oh, this is a vibrator that is a titty. That is modeled after somebody named Lin, that if you want to ride a titty that's a vibrator and listen to music, this is the one for you. Got it.
I had a very special experience with that. I know of a music artist named Lin, so that makes
Well, guess
very...
what? You ever wanted to grind on her titty and get off? Do I have the AliExpress device for you?
I think I'll pass on that one. Your answer of a titty-shaped vibrator is... Not quite there. I'm gonna say colder.
Good answer, though. Good answer.
I'm gonna say colder on that one.
Colder. Okay, you put it in the fridge. Fine.
Bonnie, eight words. Lin, enlarge, breast, intelligent, music, Bluetooth, massage, four. F-O-R.
Four. I'm gonna say it's a breast pump.
A breast pump.
For, ooh, like, milk.
For extracting milk.
Yeah.
I see. Your answer to a breast pump is... All right, let's... Justin, Lin, a large breast, intelligent music, a Bluetooth massage for breast.
For breast. I'm glad that last word really cleaned things up.
It's a titty massager. I think it's a titty massager. It massages, it vibrates, and it's got Bluetooth, and you can sync it up with music in your ear pods, but it massages your boobs and promises to make them larger because they're being massaged so well with the technology provided.
Your answer of a titty massager is... And frankly, we have to see it in action because it's fucking horrifying.
Oh,
more than Justin's win, and a dominant win it is. Holy fucking shit, look at this.
Ew, oh, God damn it. Oh, they're like fingers.
They're O'Funglers fingers.
It's O'Frambles fingers in your crow's milk and feathers.
Oh,
so it's a brassiere. It's a very dome-like brassiere. It doesn't seem possibly well designed with little paddles. They're like,
oh God, I don't like when they all move at once.
They're like,
they look creepy and like sentient.
Each cup has a little paddle. It looks like a match head, like a very big match head that just like rotates in and out. Is there music? Let me see if there's music.
Tablet, it's the apple in collagen.
No, I don't know any of that. $200 will get you this nightmare fuel.
Hello, welcome to late night advertorial television.
Look how far in they go.
How often have you wished for creepy old man fingers asynchronously massaging your areole? Well, do we have the bra for you?
It looks like they just clamp on and squeeze, you know?
Mm-hmm. The idea here is that you're growing the size, like that this is like in a weird way, like a training bra or something that is there for bigger boobs. Like, this is not just walking around having a good time getting your tits massaged. Like, this is like it is painful for a reason, because it is getting you something.
I think they're marketing it wrong. Like, they should pitch it as, ever wonder what a mermaid feels like with two starfish over her titties?
No, that's it. That's
I'm pretty
it.
Sure that's exactly that what's happening.
Oh, that's a good way to describe it.
Oh my god. What I just think, ladies, if you're considering, maybe I should get one. I'm just saying it's less painful to boost your self-esteem, okay?
It's like a first base vibrator. So it's like you don't want to experience full penetrative sex, but you want to know what it feels like to have clumsy first base makeout.
And a lot of it.
And so
it's just a lot of like under the shirt, under the bra, like a hand jiggling.
It's 10 inexperienced fingers doing their work.
From all angles. Every right. angle. Yes. It looks like, does it look like a Sarlacc pit? Is that what the Sarlacc pit kind of looks like?
What makes it terrifying is that all the little finger things are just going at their own pace. There doesn't seem to be any coordination of like here's like a wave of pressure and then release. They're just all going like hungry hippos. They're just like constant back and forth.
Weird. I think it's strange that they're like white, but then the tips are like that dildo pink again. So then like what it. Yeah.
It's called a French. It's called the French style.
Instead of the Sarlacc pits, it's the Sarlacc tits.
That's good.
I think I would wear underwear that just massaged my butt cheeks like that.
At this angle, these things are going 90 degrees, dog.
No, like nothing should be squeezed like that. That's wrong. I mean, you could make, basically, if you cut your orange in half in the morning and you stuck it in there, you would have a glass of juice.
I would, Mbeam in the chat says, explain that thing going through a metal detector. That's the one situation that I would definitely wear this for. It's just to make it more awkward for them than for me.
Ew. Oh. So with 7 points, congratulations go to Justin Rimmer.
Clear winner.
Thank you to
slashing those titties today.
Thank you to Sign, who sent this in. If you've got an idea for a game, send it to our email, mail@nightattack.tv. mail@nightattack.tv. That's the best place to put it. You don't gotta ask me. mail@nightattack.tv. Thank you, everybody.
All right.
Hey, Brian, you want to do a little Diamond Time?
Oh, my gosh. Just remind me what Diamond Time is.
Diamond Time is where you can shout out your projects right here at on the podcast. Just head on over to our subreddit, reddit.com/r/diamondclub or diamondclub.reddit.com. Diamond Time posted at the top of that, and the top three get read, including our first. Very understated, writes, Carter Johnson has a rad art Patreon page. It is patreon.com/MissCarterArt. And if you're unfamiliar, that is Carter Johnson, daughter of Scott Johnson, who has done a lot of art for when I was running the sticker site. And I love her art. So if you do too, then go support her.
Didn't she also do the Go Home Santa, You're Drunk?
She did. Art? She did.
Right on. M. Kopecki puts, hey there, Diamond Clubbers. My old primary school buddy, who's always been an amazing visual artist, has recently started a Twitch stream in which he shows off his amazing skill set. He streams a few times a week, and it's not just about the art. He also enjoys chatting about movies and TV shows and pop culture in general. It would be amazing if we could grow his subscriber count, as his work is deserving of a larger audience. His channel is twitch.tv/LindsayFowler92. That's LindsayFowler92. DR92, and it would be rad to see a lot of Diamond Club comments showing up during his streams.
Awesome. And Nick Media writes, hey, Diamond Club, my friends and I have started a gaming channel on YouTube, tinyurl.com/NickedGaming, N-I-C-K-E-D, gaming. I know, really original, right? We started out with video games and are hoping to branch out into other gaming. Since we're just getting started, we would appreciate some feedback and constructive criticism. Love the show, though. Fucking you in the face. Oh, damn it. Too many podcasts. Die in a fire and try on you crazy diamonds.
That is, I take it as a high compliment to mix us up with our friends over at Ice Cream Social.
Absolutely. And apparently also, Stephen Cogswell's got a new album called Communicator.
Commutator.
So go ahead and grab that as well. YOLO420.com/commutator.
Hells yeah.
OMMUTATOR.
All right.
Indeed.
We want to check in on the weird traffic jam that is everybody winning. Everybody except for me and Justin winning the movie draft.
Yep. Let's do it. All right. Here is your bootleg movie draft minute. In sixth place with $367.2 million, it's Brian Brushwood.
That's a lot of money.
With $411.7 million. In fifth place, Jenny Josephson. In fourth place with $431.0 million, it's Brett Rounceville. In third place with $555.1 million, it's Movie League Mike. In second place, John Teasdale has $593.9 million. And in first place with $611.4 million, our number one contestant, Tom Merritt. That's your bootleg movie draft in it.
Okay, but the real story is not so much in the main competitors. I'm looking at the Chat Realm League, and if I'm not mistaken, I believe that we maintain our streak of a single winner on the Chat Realm League.
That's right. Strengths with $108.0 million just beat out the four-way tie of Jumanji. I think it was Jumanji and Frozen 2.
I think you said 108. It was 808.
808, excuse me. Yeah. $808.0 million. Beating out the 24-way tie by $1 million.
Wow. That is awesome.
Incredible
that is
stuff.
Awesome.
Very good work, everybody. Thank you so much for the movie draft. We are technically going until February 14. I don't know if we'll do movie draft updates on the shows, but it's looking like what it's going to be.
Dude, we got to get geared up for the summer. What's coming up this summer?
What is coming up? I don't know.
Here, let me do summer movies.
Fast and the Furious, right? Yeah. John Cena in the Fast and the Furious now.
These are February. Let's go to June.
There's a Black Widow.
Wonder Woman is coming.
Yeah.
Top Gun is coming. In the Heights. The
Legally Blonde 3.
Ooh, a Minions movie. Let's see. Taika Waititi and Ryan Reynolds in Free Guy. Oh, that's the video game movie.
Ooh.
Ghostbusters Afterlife. Tenet, new Christopher Nolan.
Hey, Justin, where you at on the Wonder Woman movie, given the fact that they're setting it in the 80s for no reason I can discern?
So, I wound up reading spoilers about the plot.
Keep in mind before we go into this, I liked Wonder Woman quite a bit.
I really liked Wonder Woman. I thought that the second half kind of got a little into like super generic-y superhero movies, but there's a lot of it that I really liked. I thought they nailed the casting. I mean, that and Aquaman are my two favorite DC movies that came out. I was not particularly impressed by the description of the plot that I read. And based on the trailers, I have no reason to believe that that plot is not what is happening in the movie. But we'll see. We'll see. I still like Patty Jenkins. I like what's her butt, who's Wonder Woman. I think it'll be. I don't know. I'm not overly optimistic for it to be great, but I hope it is.
So that nostalgia play is a move that you can use if you need a boost. But the first movie really stood on its own unironically, and there was no need to play the fish out of water crazy, we're in a different time or place or whatever. And they pulled it off. And the very setting of this feels unnecessary and like a, I don't know, like a weird admission of weakness before the movie even comes out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's weird because obviously there is this element of parallels between Wonder Woman and Captain America. Like that feels like they're DC's Captain America.
Or even and Thor. So, I would probably put it closer to Thor in that this is a magical god who comes from a realm, is a fish out of water in the mortal realm.
Well, yes, and they basically copied the plot of the first Captain America in the first movie, right? You know, but there is the element of like the time being different, and so I don't know. I guess they felt that was going to be important enough, and it's like, all right, no, we did World War One. What's our natural second stop? The 80s. Let's bump up those air, ladies.
And also, it's so close to, I mean, obviously there's the legacy of the late 70s version of the television show Wonder Woman, where it's like, if you were going to make that play and riff on that nostalgia, seems like you would have done it in the first movie, and it feels really out of place, given how much they've earned again, I haven't seen the movie, I don't know what they're going to do, but the very setting feels kind of beneath them to me.
Yeah, we'll see. I see where you're coming from, though. Like, I can definitely appreciate the worry from it.
Mm. What else? We got, what, Candyman? Chicken Run 2?
The new Christopher Nolan Tenet movie, Jungle Cruise, Disney's Jungle Cruise, Morbius in 2020.
I'm fairly bullish on Jungle Cruise.
I have not seen anything about Jungle Cruise.
Oh, no, Jungle Cruise has got a trailer. It's the Rock and Kate Beckinsale.
What's funny is I don't even know who's in it, but I know that it's the Emily same Blunt. Engine that brought us Pirates of the Caribbean and, you know, every other Disney ride that's become a movie, which seems to have worked out so well.
Oh, Fat Damon's in this. Jesse Plemons.
Ooh.
He's good stuff. August has Bill and Ted.
Okay. Can I confess something?
Yeah.
I've been a big defender of Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey for a long time.
Yeah.
And then I showed my daughter Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. We made it about a little over halfway. Everything good you remember.
This is where our friendship comes to an end.
Okay.
Because I've rewatched it in the last few months.
I was on your... you and I have talked about this. We both love that movie.
Yeah.
Maybe because I dropped off at 60% through the movie, but I know that none of the good things I remember about that movie had yet happened 60% of the way through it.
So wait, where did you drop off in the plot?
I don't know, like the third time that there was a set piece where they were like, whoa, we're dead.
Oh, they're like going through
like
the
they go to the new age hippie seance and they're like, whoa, dude, we're totally dead. It's like, yes, that's literally the only thing that's happened in this movie. And we're now 2/3 of the way through it. Like all the good stuff is the playing dumb games with death and the station stuff and the time travel stuff. All of that stuff happens in like the last 25 minutes, I assume.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have enough of a knowledge on it on exactly when, you know, because I agree with you is that the movie is at its best at the point that they beat death in the, you know, the games of, you know, in their freedom. Like that's at the point where everything starts to compound and all the weirdness and awesomeness sort of like puts it into another realm. I can see where that initial tediousness of like, oh, they're dead. They need to find out where they need to go. Like, that probably is the weakest part of the movie, but I don't know. I just rewatched it. I loved it. I there's something so funny about as soon as like they kind of recruit death to their side and all the station stuff is just amazing.
100%. And that's all the parts I loved. I just didn't realize until rewatching it that all happens in the last 40 minutes of the movie.
Yeah. Fair enough. So are you bullish or bearish on the reboot?
Hopeful on the reboot. I don't see any reason why it wouldn't be great. What else?
Artemis Fowl coming 2020, a new SpongeBob movie, a new Scooby-Doo movie called Scoob. It's a little Scooby-Doo. He's a tiny puppy now.
I don't know how to feel about that. Bob's Burgers, the movie?
Oh, nice. Black Widow, of course, is coming in May. Bunch of stuff. Actually, kind of a lot of stuff. A Monster Hunter movie in September. That'll be interesting. A video game movie. See how little money that makes.
Oh, dude, I'll so watch a Bob's Burgers movie. I'll drag all the kids. That'd be great.
All right, so yeah, I guess we'll have to figure out when we do that draft.
Yeah, we'll talk to the commission, figure out. That's a lot of movies that are not coming anytime soon, so we actually have a little bit of time.
I'm a bit surprised that there's no 800-pound gorillas in there. Like there's no Avengers Endgames. There's no Star Wars franchise relatives. There's no...
I mean, you got Black Widow and Morbius in a post-Avengers year.
Then those are like... You know, I mean, not exactly your...
They're not exactly Endgame, right?
They're not sending their best.
But also, like, you can't keep ramping up, you know?
Some
is
of
what
the
I'm saying.
Movies,
you can't keep ramping
I assume,
up.
Are good people.
Hey, you guys want to go open up the mailbag?
Doggone right.
Join us for drinks in the Diamond Club.
In the Diamond Club. Sounds grand.
Sorry, we cut you off.
No. Justin, so are you all caught up on Schitt's Creek? You're watching the whole series? You've watched them all?
I have not seen any of the final season that is currently airing on Pop.
Well, we finally started. So we're like, I think two or three episodes in.
Oh,
so
nice.
So I'm very much enjoying it. It's very, very good.
Great.
Yeah.
It's
and
great.
That is a show that gets better as it goes along.
Well, you know who's also great is Roman, who sent in an email to mail@nightattack.tv, which is the section of the show that we're in. Roman writes, "Greetings, Night Attack crew. This coming weekend is the annual Polar Run Rally, where a bunch of yahoos drive through the snowy back roads all day and then get really drunk together at a hotel at night. I wrote to you after it last year because that's when I first introduced the bet bags to my friends, the dollar bets. There was the thing with Brandon riding shirtless on the snowmobile. I guess it's a fun escapade last year. I'm going to adorn our Jeep with some Diamond Club and Ice Cream Social decals this year to represent my interests along with everyone else's. My question for you, are there any sort of shenanigans you would recommend or stupid shit that you would like to see a bunch of idiots fucking around on snow back roads do? I just want to add some Diamond Club flair to the weekend. I will, of course, be betting heavily on random bullshit every chance I get and busting out every scam school trick I can remember once we make it to the bar. Thanks much, Roman.
Oh, my God.
Get some crazy bros out in the snow.
This is the highest form of flattery I could possibly imagine. The fact that our dollar bet game has infected other people. Man, what's funny is like all I could think of is put an illegal encryption algorithm on the side of your Jeep and violate international treaties by transporting it across national borders.
Put the DVD master code on the back.
Shit that I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you, it's probably going to be too late for them to get that massage bra out there, but that I would recommend that if
I'll tell you what, actually, if it's booze related, I mean, give us a Far North. Give us the Knight Rider. That's all I'm asking for. We've never gotten a Knight Rider. You could give us a Knight Rider.
So if people don't know the Knight Rider, we do a thing. There was a thing we were doing a long time in the pre-show, and I think we did once in the actual show where we watched Flaming Shot fail videos where people took flaming shots still alit, and we had this whole betting system, and the Knight Rider, which was elusive when we never saw one.
Never
we came close.
Yeah.
Was where, correct me if I'm wrong, you get caught, you get lit on fire, and then immediately go into a car and drive away.
Well, specifically, you run into a sentient AI-powered car and have it drive you away. But yes, that's the idea.
We got to take what we can get. So that would be insane. That is our, that would be insane.
Yeah.
We could never recommend that you set yourself on fire.
Yeah, we don't recommend you set yourself on fire, but also, I mean, a reminder that there were other flaming shot fails, like the Mrs. Doubtfire, which is that's where you dropped the fire on their chest and they would pat it out, much like the Robin Williams in the movie, or you threw a piece of fruit at Pierce Brosnan.
So if he's there, in fact, you know,
if he's there, if you throw a piece of fruit after taking the flaming shot at Pierce Brosnan, then you have indeed also completed the Mrs. Doubtfire.
There you go. You know, footage is so brainy these days. We would never. I don't even know what Pierce Brosnan.
I mean,
looks
I,
like,
I
so.
Wouldn't be in a position to say that that's not Pierce Brosnan. I mean, who, you know,
I
who
mean,
am
I? Would I? Say, all right, if you wanted some dumb stuff to do with a bunch of people, then just bring like 5 oranges and throw them at each other as hard as you can.
Just give us a flaming shot fail. By the way, don't actually set yourself on fire. You could pour the water, the flaming liquid out on the ground, and then hop in the car and drive away. We'll still call it a Knight Rider.
Exactly. Yeah. But a Pierce or a Mrs. Doubtfire, you definitely need to hit them while they're facing away, and then when they confront you, just yell it was a drive-by fruiting.
Right. Look at the mirror and say hello.
Hello. We also got a letter from Matt. This is, I believe, in response to last week's episode. Last week, in the mailbag, we were talking about a hypothetical website where you could search through someone's histories.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Like a YouTube channel where you could go back and see everybody's private everything.
Yeah, YouTube.magic. Yeah. We got a follow-up email from Matt. Matt says, hey, Justin, any tips on efficient public records searching? Because Justin dropped a truth bomb that he kind of, if he wanted to, he could find info.
Well, yeah, it really depends on what you are looking for. But I mean, the if you're that like property,
what would be the first thing on the top of the list? So you got a list of the things.
Well,
you
I mean,
do.
Like I would never do I wouldn't. I think I might have gotten over my skis last week in suggesting that like I've run like an arrest record or something for people that I've dated or my wife, and I haven't really done that. Although if I suspected that there was something there, I would not have a hesitation to do it. But I've not had the reason to search. But I mean, yeah, there's various different arrest records and property stuff. And LexisNexis is the kind of gold standard for lawsuits and stuff like that. But otherwise, just stalk the crap out of their social media profiles. It's amazing what people leave up there.
All right, there we go. Check Facebook. Yeah, I know in the early days of like me dating online, like before everything started using quote unquote real names, everybody, it was all usernames. And boy, people on dating websites will just use their whole username that they use everywhere else. And it's very
like you're
trusting.
Saying that you could search for that username, right, and you would find it on other sites and forums, and you're like, oh, I'm getting a very full picture of who this person is.
Yeah, especially Facebook, because Facebook has usernames. So that's something where people would either do that. I've seen Tumblrs, Twitters, and Instagrams and stuff. They don't really do that anymore.
Yeah, the early days, I want to say like, what, 15 years ago, there you could do a search for somebody's email account, and you would find all the Usenet newsgroups postings that they had made all under the same email but under different usernames, as if they're different people, like before people figured out that it's like, dude, we all see that's your email. But there was one dude that was he was a hypnotist, and he had clearly set up an alt and then used the alt to talk about, one time I saw a 19-year-old hypnotist. He was the best I'd ever seen. And it was very clearly from that same dude who was a hypnotist at the age of 19. Yeah.
That's the thing. When I meet celebrities, I like to know how old that they were.
Yeah.
I like to remember that, and I think that's really important. So there you go. Take a look at some of that. We got an email here from BioCow. BioCow's back. With a this one's a proposition. This is another sort of what would you
YouTube
do?
YouTube.magic.
Your rich uncle has left you some money. You must spend $30 million in 30 days, but you can't keep anything you buy.
This motherfucker.
If you succeed, you get $300 million.
This is the literal plot of Brewster's Millions.
Oh yeah, he wrote Brewster's Millions.
Like note for note, this is a movie with John Candy.
If not, you
Richard
get nothing,
Pryor.
And you keep nothing of what you bought or what's left over. You also can't tell anyone what's happening, and your friends and family will only know that you're blowing through your inheritance and will try to stop you. Or you can take $100,000 right now, no strings attached. What do you do?
Yeah. Even that wuss clause is in the movie. and in fact, I'm surprised that the only thing he didn't put in there was the whole line where they play an old home movie and the guy says, "One time I got caught smoking a cigar and they locked me in a closet with 30 cigars and said I couldn't come out till I'd smoked them all. And I realized money's like cigars. So anyway, get ready to hate money." Brewster's Millions. By the way, have you seen this movie, Bryce?
I have not.
Do you know the magic bullet that he figures out is the right way to waste $30 million with nothing to show for it?
Oh.
Because I think Justin knows.
Donate it to the poor.
No, you can't do that. That's just giving it away. You have to buy something of value.
Oh, you have to buy stuff. Buy an island.
Justin.
I actually have never seen Brewster's Millions.
No shit? Oh, yeah. Okay. So the silver bullet, the key that he figures out, because it has to be something that makes sense to spend money on, and then ultimately you have nothing to show for it, is he figures out...
Love.
He should run for mayor. He runs for political office. That turns out to be the way for him to waste all of his money and have nothing to show for it.
That's clever.
Yeah.
That's really clever. So this is a weird thing, and if you don't know this, then I'm gonna not do this. But do you guys by chance know of Death Note? Have you ever heard of Death Note? Note.
Yeah.
It's a comic and an anime where a guy gets a book, and if you write someone's name in the book, they die. They just put out like a special like short story about the Death Note, and Donald Trump makes a pretty sizable appearance. But it's interesting, and it talks a lot about like. A lot of big money, and if you did some sort of big heist type thing with, say, trillions of dollars, what would you do? And it's kind of neat. I think you can read it for free. So that's just.
I mean, I kind of feel like the way that you could waste all that money is just to buy a lot of private flights, right? Like you could definitely like find reasons to go places and just fly private. That's gonna go.
Yeah,
pretty fast, depending on what you're renting.
Does like completing the transaction of flying, does that count as using and keeping something?
Yes. The big trick was you could have no assets by the end of it. And that changed a lot of stuff. And in fact, like for example, one of the big coups is he spends $250,000 on a 2-cent stamp and then uses it on a postcard. And so yeah, there's a lot of, you know, clever gotcha moments.
Oh,
like
that's
that.
Clever. Brewster's Million. I'll check that out. Let's see if it's on any of the streaming. It's on nowhere. It's on Hulu.
It's on nowhere.
There we go. Thank you. Oh wait, what did we pick? So what did we do? Are you gonna try to spend the money, or are you gonna take the $100,000 clean and freer?
Man, are you? Is this a joke? I mean, I'm pretty sure I get burned through. Come at me, bro. I could do $1 million a day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, I kind of feel like, you know, low key, you could just like that's gonna go a lot faster than you might think. If you just like, why? If you just like wake up saying I am balling, like I am living a lifestyle of opulence, and I am going to rent luxury experiences, and I'm going to fly private. As long as you just spend it like an idiot, you could burn through $30 million pretty easily.
This is the only part that breaks me is I don't know that I could keep it a secret from Bonnie. Like, let's say we're 100% all in and truthfully, nobody can know at all. And if anyone catches a whiff that I've told Bonnie, then it's all over with. I don't know that I could go 30 days without.
Oh, because you don't keep secrets. Y'all aren't like
secret
people.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, like.
Well, but let's say. All right, look. You tell me, right, that we have to spend this money, right?
Yeah.
And so next thing you know, now we just decide we're gonna do a live Night Attack shows for the next 5 weeks.
Sure.
Right.
And we book out all of like the Staples arenas in all of the towns.
Ooh.
Sure. Yeah. But I mean, like,
we pay people to show up and watch.
I think that like you would pretty much door to door from your place be able to live the exact same life that you live. It's just you're getting on a private plane and not a public plane and not a regular commercial flight. And you're staying at really expensive hotels. So as long as you're not telling Bonnie about where you're staying, which, you know, you would normally be just be going to a random hotel that's near the venue, then I kind of feel like there would be less of a paper trail than you would think. The only thing that you would have the problem is that if you can't tell her, then you can't share it, right? You can't, like, she can't benefit from this extravagant spending in a way that you would otherwise probably want to share with her.
Yeah, and I also feel like if we're going to spend the money that way, we would be spending it in such an ostentatious style that she almost certainly would hear about the spending, but then be met with a stone-faced visage when she asked me, what the fuck are you doing? And that's where the trouble is, and I don't know that I could navigate those waters.
Do you think you could get away with, like, a code word, right? Like, I think this is, like, a relationship thing. Could you have a Brewster's Million safe word?
Yeah, I'm trying to... You know what? This is a really good point. I should probably work out a secret code word now in case this exact Brewster's Millions scenario happens down the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, there we go. Thank you.
Also, Waffleophagus points out that $30 million in 1980s is $90-plus million today. So you'd have to spend almost $100 million in a month.
Yake. That's a big yike. Thank you to BioCow and everyone who submits emails to the mailbag section of the show, mail@nightattack.tv. We read them here in the mailbag section of the show, which is the end of the show, which is what this is. Thank you.
Oh, man. What did we learn today, Justin? We learned that the worlds of politics is not exciting enough, and we needed more weird crap to happen all at once today.
By the way, Brian, while we were recording this show, not only do we now have 71% of the results in from Iowa, we still don't have all of it, but also publicly behind Donald Trump after he wrapped up his State of the Union, the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, made a big show of ripping his speech in half behind him. So we have yet more political intrigue as the Senate will vote on his impeachment and removal tomorrow. So,
man. Oh, my God. Look at that. Well, I certainly will be tuning into Politics, Politics, Politics at patreon.com/JURY.
Yeah, that is it. Brian, look, we learned that there are some O'Bumbler's fingers for sale.
Goddamn right. We learned that if you really want to feel the gentle caress of a starfish, then you only need to look to AliExpress. Night attack.
We learned that there is more than one invisible wife.
But most importantly, we learned that we will see you next Tuesday. Night
attack. Fire! Night attack.
Congratulations to Furry Viking Kalamazoo. 1,000 bits. Thank you.
Woo! Thank you, Bit Boss. Knight Rider, can you imagine that?
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.